Blog Talk Radio.
I'm a beast.
Yeah.
I'm in my own zone. It's beast mode time, so go hard or go home.
I'm a beast.
Yeah. I got it on my mind. See, I came here to shine, so let's get it on the grind.
I'm a beast.
Yeah. I'm in my own zone. It's beast mode time, so go hard or go home.
I'm a beast.
Yeah. I got it on my mind. See, I came here to shine, so let's get it on the grind.
Step up in the building. Swagger on point, right? Put your seat belt on, cause it's gonna be a long night. It's gonna be a long fight, but then again, maybe not. Cause I stepped in my zone when I pulled into the parking lot. I'm about to get it in. Yeah, I got it on my mind. Let's end this thing in regulation. I ain't thinking overtime, cause I didn't work overtime. And I ain't trying to overgrind. I transform the beast mode just like I'm fine. I came here to ball hard. I love this game, it's all I got. That's why I'm going all out and give it everything I got. Yeah, I give it all I got. As if it was my only shot. I play the game to win, to the end, until I pass out, whichever just might come first. Quitting's never on my mind. I put my heart in this, that's why I lay it all on the line. So look me in the eyes. Please don't be surprised that I push it to the limit, or until I reach the prize, cause I'm a beast.
Yeah, I'm in my own zone. It's beast mode time, so go hard or go home.
I'm a beast.
Yeah, I got it on my mind. See, I came here to shine, so let's get it on the grind.
I'm a beast.
Yeah, I'm in my own zone. It's beast mode time, so go hard or go home.
I'm a beast.
Yeah, I got it on my mind. See, I came here to shine, so let's get it on the grind.
Yeah, I'm back with a vengeance, and I'm in it to win it. I'm going pop high up in here. I muscle up with my finish. Excuse my moment of rage. You let the beast out the cage. I'm like a fine wine, boy. I just get better with age. Only get stronger with time. I never crack under pressure. I'm here to give it my all. Cause all I got is my effort. Man, I'm hungry for victory. Man, I'm ready to feast. So say hello to my little friend, also known as the beast. I got the eye of the tiger.
I'm in the zone just like Rocky.
I'm in my beast mode. Now there ain't no way you gon' stop me. See, I'm just getting started. Showing no signs of quitting. I'm going hard all day. From the start to the finish. Now my juices is flowing. And my heartbeat is thumping.
And all the energy in here got my adrenaline pumping.
This is my moment to own it. Yeah, I'm hungry. I want it. And when the competition fades, I gotta keep on going. Cause I'm a beast.
Yeah, I'm in my own zone. It's beast mode time, so go hard or go home.
I'm a beast.
Yeah, I got it on my mind. See, I came here to shine, so let's get it on the grind.
I'm a beast.
Yeah, I'm in my own zone. It's beast mode time, so go hard or go home.
I'm a beast.
Yeah, I got it on my mind. See, I came here to shine, so let's get it on the grind.
Peace. Couldn't stay away forever, man. Happy holidays and all that. It's the mayor of the building. GQ Palace Sports, after further review, once again, it's going down. We had to come in on a Saturday, man, because it was going to be too long for us to wait till January 8th or whatever. So we back in the building one more time before the year goes out. You know what I'm saying? Back in the building, it's the mayor. AM 646-2003 is the number. Get at me. You know what I mean? Let me know how that Christmas plate went. We do the plate review and all that. You know what I'm saying? We got a guest. I guess he's going to check in with us in a little while. Billy Goodwin, my man from St. John's University and all that. I hope everybody had a Merry Christmas, man. That little snowfall came down and kind of rocked everybody out, man, for the weekend and whatever. But, yo, it's going down. If you know like I know, man, snow don't stop nothing. First of all, man, I want to shout out to everybody, man, GQ Palace family, man, the rest of the radio hosts, man, you know who you are, T, you know what I mean, my man, Rich, you know, holding it down, Lavina holding it down, the phones and all that, you know, Shelly that just got on board and all that, all the other hosts, man, and all the people that, you know, made GQ Palace, man, what it is for 2012 and into the future, man. It's going down, hard body karate, you know, but, we do it like on this Tuesday night sports thing, man. We get real busy with it. But it's the weekend, man, and we couldn't stay away, and, you know, it's going down, and we wanted to check in and all that. So give us a call, man, 646-200-3838. Press 1 if you want to get in on it. It's like Double Dutch, man. You got to pick your spots. But I'm going to jump right into the thing, man. It's week 17, you know. I know we got some people out there that's kind of disappointed or whatever. You know, I'm going to start it off, and I'm going to be one of them because I'm disappointed in my Tampa Bay Buccaneers, man. I expected us to win at least 9 games. If we couldn't win 10, we could win 9. You know, and it seemed like, you know, we ran out of gas, and it's been like that the last couple of seasons. We just at the end, we just kind of let things go at the end. But I still love my Bucks, man. You know what I mean? I go down with my team, man, good, bad, and indifferent. And some other teams, man, I don't know. Pittsburgh Steelers, for one, you know. We tried to give them the benefit of the doubt, but I didn't think that Mike Tomlin and the boys was listening to us. We tried to give them that little 9-7 love, but I don't think, you know, they're going to be. Hopefully they'll finish 8-8, you know what I mean, and write this season off and come back next season, you know, even better. You know what I mean? I think this was a disconnect between the offensive coordinator, Ty Haley, and Ben Roethlisberger. But they did what they did, and, you know, the interception at the end of games, they don't help the situation, you know? And a lot of things, man, just culminated into a, you know, 7-8 season for the Steelers. You know, they hung on, you know, to they couldn't hang on anymore. But, you know, it is what it is. But one of the teams I really was disappointed in the AFC was Buffalo. I thought Buffalo was really going to make some noise this year, man. And, like, from the first game of the season, they let Mark Sanchez, you know, do him dirty. Mark Sanchez did Buffalo dirty the first game of the season. I don't know if you remember that. But from then on, it went downhill for Buffalo. I thought that because they would have, they signed Mario Williams from Houston, and their defense was together, I thought that they maybe would make a run at, you know, at least a playoff run. But they just made a run to the bathroom like usually. You know, shout out to Ryan Fitzpatrick. He's the brand new invisible man. You know, I thought he was going to try to step up and make some noise, but apparently he didn't. So Buffalo might be looking for a new quarterback. Indianapolis Colts, congratulations to them. They made the playoffs, man, with the rookie quarterback, Andrew Luck, and all that. He did his numbers. And a shout out to Reggie Wayne. Because Reggie Wayne stayed, you know what I mean? All the other guys, you know, because Peyton Manning left. Jeff Saturday left, you know what I mean? A bunch of other guys left from the Colts, and Reggie Wayne decided to stay and stick it out. And regardless of that, you know, he's going back to the playoffs, you know, and he might end up running into Peyton if Indianapolis does what they're supposed to do in their first playoff game. Denver Broncos, what can you say, man? Peyton and them 10 in a row look like they're Super Bowl bound, but, you know, stranger things have happened. You know, Denver's going to get that, hopefully, that first round bye, and they'll run into somebody and make the path easier for them. But I think that they run into the Patriots in the playoffs. It's going to be a tough road to hoe for Peyton Manning and them. But I think the path is pretty much clear for them, you know, to get in. They really want to do it. They got 10 in a row, and I don't see anybody really, really shutting them down. NFC is a quagmire, man. I don't know what to call it in the NFC. Everybody needs help. So, Giants, you know, I know Mikey's out there biting his fingernails and all that, but it's looking bad for them. And I told you before the season started, the Giants won 10 games, it'd be a miracle. I don't like to brag or boast or nothing, but I like to believe I know what I'm talking about. Because the Giants had that rough guillotine part of the schedule. Yeah, they went after San Francisco and they won. They beat Green Bay at home. They ran over New Orleans at home. But the games that they should, you know, the games that they should have won got away from them. You know what I mean? They went down to Atlanta and didn't show up. And now this game right here against the Eagles they got coming up on Sunday is everything for them. They got to win and they need help. So it's not just a win for the Giants. I think they need the Bears and the Vikings to lose. So the Giants, you know, they did it to themselves, man. You know, that's all I can say. They had a good year. You know, and it doesn't come easy for a Super Bowl champ the next season. Washington and Dallas. They're going to make everybody wait until about 10, 11 o'clock on Sunday night to get the playoff seasons down, Pat. Washington and Dallas in Washington. It's going to be a madhouse, I'm telling you now. RG3, playoff spot on the line. Washington Redskins are back in business. I just think that Dallas is really going to show up for this game. I think this is going to be a crossroad game for Tony Romo and the Cowboys because you know they always find themselves battling from behind, you know, and this is a game that they could win. If they win this game, you know, all bets are off, and you know the new season starts, the playoffs. They just have to win this game right here, but I don't know. It's going to be tough for them on the road. And Dallas is not really that team that really finishes the season strong, you know, the regular season. So hopefully that Tony Romo will have some magic. He's having a good year. He's closing out the season real good. You know what I mean? Hope his receivers can show up. Dez Bryant, hope his fingers feeling a little bit better. But it's going to be a crazy scene down there in Washington. And the Redskins and the Cowboys on tomorrow night, 8:20, they flexed that one just right. You know what I mean? Shout out to Roger Goodell and the NFL scheduling. They finally got one right and all that because they had the Jets and the Chargers. It was supposed to be, I think, last Sunday night's game. They hurried up and flexed out of that one. But, yeah, so you know, it's going after the last week of the season. I don't know, man. I'm just seeing that the usual suspects look like they're going to rise up to the top again. Look like, you know, the Patriots. Looks like they're going to be there. Looks like Green Bay is going to be there. You know, I'm not really putting too much stock into Atlanta. Atlanta's got a first-round bye. I don't want to put too much stock into them because they you know, they did the same thing that they did last year. They went 13-3 and, you know, didn't show up in the playoffs. So, you know, until Atlanta gets that NFC Championship game at home, I don't think they're going to really get that, you know, that respect that they're looking for. And the respect that they deserve, but, you know, nobody's really going to go out on a limb and say Atlanta, 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 because they've been burnt before. And then you got Green Bay that's getting hot, you know. And I think the wild card in that whole NFC playoff situation is Seattle. Seattle is playing, you know, berserko football right now. Marshawn Lynch is going crazy. Russell Wilson is doing his numbers, and he's, you know, he's going to take some votes away from RG3 and Andrew Luck as far as the Rookie of the Year is concerned. And Seattle's a team to watch. They're scoring points like college teams. They had 58 one week. They had 50 the next week. So Seattle's ready. Just hope that, you know, it can carry over to them for the playoffs. I know it's a couple of Seattle Seahawks fans out there. Shout out to my man, DJ Diz. You know what I mean? Holding it down, BK style. He's a Seattle Seahawks fan. And I told him, I said, I think the Seahawks have that look. You know, if Russell Wilson can, you know, do it, just continue to control the game and manage the game and do what he does, give Marshawn Lynch the ball, you know what I mean? Get the ball to your receivers, you know, at the opportune time. Seattle might, you know, do something. But, yeah, the NFC is scrambled right now. So I'm just thinking that maybe the Giants are down to their last rope. And if they can win, they can win this game over the Eagles. And speaking of the Eagles, you know, is it, you know, Andy Reid's last turn? And see how that worked out. The karma worked out. Michael Vick is going to start that game. You know how, you know, Nick Foles' hand is broke. So Michael Vick is back to square one. So he's back where he started from. So is he going to be auditioning for a job? You know, what if he throws for 5 touchdowns and runs for a 60-yard touchdown? Is he going to stay in Philadelphia? Or, you know, it's crazy. But I think of looking at it like this. I think one of them has to go, and it wouldn't be surprised if both of them left. You know, Andy Reid probably just needs a fresh start. You know, he's going through some things on and off the field. And I think that a fresh start would give him, you know, new energy. And I think that he'll probably end up in San Diego. He'll have a quarterback out there. He has Phillip Rivers. So I think if he goes out to San Diego, he might get some new energy and might be, you know, get a fresh start out there with the Chargers. But, yeah, Dallas and Washington, man, Sunday night, they're making everybody wait, put the dramatics into the situation. You got the mayor in the house, man. GQ Palace, after further review, 646-200-3838 is the math. Press 1 if you want to get into the situation. So notwithstanding, I've always said that, you know, it was always a little early to get into the basketball thing with the Knicks or whatever, but we're 30 games deep right now, so I think that this being the last show of the season, the last show of the year, I think that we're going to go a little hard on the Knicks, and we're going to, you know, talk a little basketball and get into that and turn over that new leaf, so when we get to January, we can be ready, have the wheels up under us. The Knicks are 21-9. Hey, what can you say? Who would have said that the Knicks would be 21-9 at this point? You know, if you would have told me that before the season started, I would have said, yeah, all right. You know what I mean? But I'm glad that they're 21-9. They're playing good ball. Carmelo is, you know, playing out of his mind. And what I mean by out of his mind is he's giving the ball up. He's playing like a teammate. He's not playing like it's all got to be all about me. And he ends up, you know, in the leading scorer column in the paper anyway. So, you know, I think he's doing his numbers. Not taking anything away from Mike Woodson. Mike Woodson is the coach that they're playing for, you know, and I always said, wait till Amari Stoudemire comes back. And Amari's due back real soon, you know, and hopefully he can, you know, he'll come off the bench and he'll provide some, you know, some flashes of the old Amari. We have to see him really, really play some ball and get down and dirty because, you know, we know he could do it. You know, he's coming off these injuries and stuff like that, and then the team has that cohesiveness right now with 30 games deep into the season. So he doesn't want to come in and kind of like upset the apple cart. And, you know, Melo hurt his knee against the Lakers. And I think Felton's going to be out with a broke finger. So, it's starting to, you know, get that little sample size up under you now. Things start happening and you start breaking down because everybody's not going to play 82 games. So, all the hoopla about the Knicks and, you know, we're going to win the championship and things of that nature. Let's ride this season out. Let's get it to the playoffs and see what we could do. You know, we're still only 30 games in. We're not even at the All-Star break yet. So, you know, let's make it happen. I'm proud of my team. You know, 14-2, you know, 12-2 at home is nothing to sneeze at. You know, try to take that Madison Square Garden mystique and aura back. 9-7 on the road. We got to do a little bit better on the road. But when the Knicks were, you know, when they were 7-0 and everybody was talking about, oh, they're going to win a championship and this and that. 82 games. It's a marathon. It's not a sprint by no means, you know. And now it's 21-9, so they're 14-9 since that big 7-0 start. So it's starting to catch up to them and things of that nature. But they're still playing good ball. Number 2 in the East, they lead the Atlantic Division, so there's nothing to sneeze at, you know. And all the hoopla that was being put in on the other team over there, you know, across the bridge. Shout out to Medina and all of that, you know. They just got through firing their coach. So, you know, what's good? What's the deal? What's going on? Happy New Year and all that. What's good? Welcome to the biggest show. What's up, Kia? Happy New Year. Merry Christmas and all that. What's good?
Nothing. Happy New Year to you.
Mm-hmm. How about the Steelers?
You know what? They played like a wounded dog. They got beat like one.
I thought you were going, you know, I just wanted you to give your last, you know, your last will and testament on the Steelers for this season, you know.
All Steelers. I breathe Steelers. I do Steelers. I don't have nothing, you know. They'll take the biggest critics from their fans, which they always do. to prove next year, he should feel guilty. I hope their conscience will eat them up the whole way. I wish Mike Wallace would ask for Fitzgerald's money. He needs to get punched both in his eyes. It is what it is. It's a bed that they made. This is the bed that they're going to lay in the offseason. They deserve to lay in this bed, wounded.
So what do you think that the turning point was in regards to...
They didn't want it because they wanted to let me in this position.
So remember at the beginning of the season, we were talking about whether, you know, Ben was going to be, you know, good with Todd Haley being his offensive coordinator, being that they got rid of Arians.
I'm not going to justify that we lost because of Todd Haley and Ben and Todd Haley. Ben just got to figure out what he needs to do. Todd Haley ain't got nothing to do with whether Ben.
Okay. All
right. That's an excuse. I don't like excuses. I'm not going to put an excuse on the coach. Ben and Haley having a little beef, and they not, you know, too much stuff. That's just too much talk for me. I don't like a lot of talk. I don't like a lot of chatter. You out there play ball. You get paid good money to play and to be the Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback. Not to do what Ben wants to do. So it is what it is. This is a band that he would have a good band lying in off season. He doesn't enjoy.
Okay,
there's
I take that.
A lot of shifting in that organization.
I kind of see that coming, but I didn't, you know where it would actually begin at. You know, because again, like you said, you have a lot of stuff to deal with. You know what I mean?
I'm not even worrying. I don't, you know, I sat in the seat where a lot of fans have not sat in the seat. I seen my team do things that a lot of fans have not seen their team do in years. Mm-hmm. So I'm not taking this loss as a loss. It's not to be in the playoffs. Yeah, it's a hurtful feeling, but it's a bed that they made, and it's a bed that they're gonna lie in.
Okay. All right, no doubt. So we're gonna keep it moving like that. So on to bigger and better things. How about your Lakers? Your Lakers is making some noise right now.
They're
coming back from the dead. Everybody was. I think this would have been the same thing happened. I'm gonna say the two words that your favorite words. Had Mike Brown stuck around, and I think this is the same thing that would have been happening. You know what I mean? They're winning games.
I was never a fan of his. I just never was a fan of his. I thought the deal when he became the Lakers coach, I was adamant about that. I said there's no way in hell he's going to last in L.A. And everybody was like, oh yes, I said no, he will not last in L.A. There's no way, because once Kobe get wind, if he's not so white, believe me, he would be shifted out and showing up all the complaints about the stare, the look that Kobe. He should have got that. He was getting that look from the fans. Kobe just gave it to him to put the seal on the deal. And yes, we closed that cost. Kobe closed that cost, and he was out of there. There's no way Mike Brown was there. He's not an L.A. coach. He's not an L.A. coach.
Why is
he's
he
not
here
at
L.A.
coach? I just think he wasn't fit for the Lakers. He wasn't fit for the Lakers. I never liked him when, you know, until said he wasn't coming back, and they passed up Shaw. But Brown, I thought, was the worst move that they did. You know, and then to bring Brown in here because of, you know, you're going by what San Antonio's coach, he getting, you know, great recommendations. And then, you know, you get people feedback, like, you know, per se, you, other people, I can't believe y'all fired my student. Y'all want him, y'all can have him. We don't want him. Y'all can have him. You know, y'all get people, you know, talking about, well, you know, the Clippers looking, you know, oh, please, the Clippers. Do the Clippers put up those banners? You know, when it comes, I said, please, let the Clippers do whatever they're going to do. As long as they keep that red check coming, I can't care what the Clippers doing. I don't care what the Clippers
got 16-0, baby.
I don't care.
Just 16 games in a row.
I don't care what the Clippers doing. I don't care about the Clippers' expectation. I don't care about what the Clippers think. And then you got these Thunder fans I'm running into all of a sudden. Like, are you kidding me?
I agree with you on that. And they probably the only Thunder fans I really give respect to is old Seattle Supersonics fans.
I was somewhere, and it was at a family function, and, you know, it's a little cold coming on me now, and I'm not feeling well. And then I guess my cousin's friend, girlfriend, she was like, oh, well, I can't believe, well, the Lakers let an expansion team beat them in a playoff. I mean, everybody turned around and looked at me. I was like, what the hell? I can't believe the Lakers. So when she said the Thunder, excuse your ass out this conversation.
Everybody looked at her.
By the time I finished with her, she was in the other room telling everybody, are you kidding me? They said you should never have opened your mouth about that.
Yeah.
Don't come to me with no nonsense.
There wasn't no expansion team.
I'm going to make sure you find the exit real quick. Expansion? Until you find out who the Oklahoma Thunder really was, don't you open your damn mouth in any conversation no more.
That's right.
The Oklahoma expansion team. When she said Oklahoma, it took this cold that I got for me now. I could care less what came out my mouth that day.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people always get it twisted because, you know, they jump on a bandwagon and stuff like that. But then when they get confronted with the truth, and it's like, you know, I can't believe it. Well, you need to believe it because it's the truth.
It's the truth of Seattle. She probably don't even know who plays.
That's the bugged out part.
Oh, you got all these
serious.
diehard fans. This ain't no diehard fans. These are fans that are just talking because they hear it. You got to know
right.
this game.
That's right.
This
fans right.
saying stuff that you don't know.
That's right.
And I'm like on this tip about, you know, my cousin's father-in-law. I'm like, are you kidding me? He's a Nick, and he went for the Knicks and the Lakers. I told him, though, you can never invite me to one of your family functions because I would not come. You know, people get mad because I don't want to come to certain venues that they have. Are you kidding me?
Mm.
I'm wasting my time with these non-sport people. How do you root for those two teams? How do you root? You cannot have two teams.
Wow.
You're trying to tell the people this. But
I
that
mean,
was the kicker this past week with these Oklahoma and these Clippers fans. I'm trying to read these Clippers fans.
Yeah, you know they come out
these
the woodwork.
These Rocket fans.
They come out
all
the woodwork.
This talk, I'm like, you know what? Y'all do y'all. I'm telling you right
yeah.
now. You,
they come out the woodwork.
All of a sudden.
Like, it's like they always been down. You know
they
what I'm
are.
Saying? And when you try, to explain the science of it to them, nah, it's like, oh, it's about what's happening now. Okay, well, what is happening now? Oh, they're winning. Okay, who they play? That's crazy.
I don't care. Right. I don't care what they're throwing down there. All I know, the Lakers, I'm going to get Sam West. Until the Clippers, the Reds put up what the Lakers have put up for years, until you can put, I mean, until you can do what they have done, then you can talk. Until then, you're breathing real thin air.
Mm.
I'm not big on all these like, you know, these so-called now Cowboy fans. I'm not big on them. Y'all from all this trash. And the biggest fans, the trash talkers, are these Giants fans who are like the worst fans. And then the people that they act like they know this game and then just whatever. And they're the biggest whiners in the league. They whine more than anybody.
Who, the Giants?
Giants fans, I'm like, are you kidding me? How y'all worrying about what we doing in my organization? How y'all worrying about what we doing?
Mm. I don't know. I just think
can't
that...
believe we lost a couple of games. We lost. No, I can't believe it. But don't sit here. I don't care. There's no way. That's just how I am. I love this game from a group of guys. I just, my brother Stacey, I used to sit around and just listen to these guys talk sports.
Mm-hmm.
So I just like love to hear and then talk. So I indulged in it. I just did what I had to do. I love this game. I just love to sit around people that know it.
Imagine.
I haven't been around when, you know, I don't remember. But believe me, I saw a tape on it. It's on YouTube. I've seen.
Right, right.
I've seen. I may not.
You gotta respect
it.
That. Okay.
I know somebody was to ask me. I know what it was to date and stuff. I know I've seen it.
Mm.
I've seen it through my through people that told the story.
Right. And that's all we talk about.
70s? No, I don't know the 70s Super
right.
Bowl, but I know of them.
Right.
I mean,
that's all it's about. You know what I'm saying? You want to have somebody that you can, that has the same interest in it and can go back with you. Yo, thank you for the bell. I got you. Mike, what's good? Welcome to the biggest show, my dude. Happy holidays.
What's going on? What's going on, man? How you, man?
Hey, yo, man, you got to get at me, man, because I'm going to have to put this order in for your jerseys, my dude, so I can get you your joint, man. And you see, I'm putting it out there in the public forum so you can go back in the archives in case you try to get me on Judge Judy or something. You know what I'm saying? I did ask him for his address. Give it to me behind the scenes, my dude.
All right, no doubt. All right. Definitely get you behind the scenes.
Yes, sir. Right. So what's going on, my dude?
All right, you know, I heard
something
about the Giants.
Oh, yeah. We talk about the Giants. Have you seen the Giants lately?
Because
they
look in
action, my dude.
It's all right. It's all right.
What, you just came from church?
For me, nah, I'm just chilling.
But I thought that you was going there, you know, pray for the Giants,
you know,
and stuff like that, because y'all need some help.
Y'all need some help, man. You know, everybody get it down for them. It's all right.
I'm surprised you didn't call the show with the sniffles. can I get an applause for that? Hey, man, who's on the applause button today, man? The applause button is being sponsored by No Doze. Who's on it? There you go. All right. Yo, you got the mayor in the building now. We're doing it on Saturday, man. It's not Tuesday, man. It's Saturday, man. 646-200-3838 is the number, man. So, Mike, man, so you got any prediction on the Eagles and the Giants game, man?
You know what, man? I'm a
Yeah. What you got to say, man?
You know what?
I tried to tell you at the beginning of the year, man. I tried to tell you. If the Giants won 10 games, it would be a miracle.
You know what? It's all good. You know. But you know, y'all still, Donnie, I still got faith in my Giants. I don't care.
Hey, I hear you. You're supposed to have faith in your team.
You can also. We got the biggest whiners. We got another call on the line.
T, what's good? Welcome to the biggest show. Happy holidays.
Who's that? T? Where's T at? T, you on the line, T?
She's late on the draw too.
Now.
T, what's good? Happy
what's
holidays.
Up? Happy holidays, everybody.
Happy holidays.
Hey, Key and Liz. What's up?
Hey, how are you?
There's another
I'm
one.
Good.
Shut it, Mike.
I don't want to hear it from you.
Hey, T, so
it's about to be a new year.
Hey, T, so you had to, you know, you dusted off the little funeral clothes. The funeral was happening. Then you came back from the dead. Now, Michael Vick is back from the dead. What's going on with that?
Hey, yo, it's scary. I'm scared.
Michael Vick is back from the dead.
What the hell is really going on?
Hey, you know what? A thousand things can happen in this game tomorrow.
I'm telling you.
A thousand. What if Michael Vick has, like, you know, a game where he throws for, like, 5 touchdowns and he runs for, like, a touchdown and then the Eagles is like, oh, we should keep Michael Vick.
His best quote this week was, well, last week was, he's not auditioning for any starting job. I agree with him. He don't need to audition for any job.
Nah, he don't
we
need to audition for
Vick. I agree with him. He don't need to audition. He's Michael Vick.
But what I think
what he's saying is, are they going to want to get rid of him then?
And you know what? Somebody else's misfortune could be somebody else's great fortune.
Yeah.
You do what you got to do.
Yeah, I can see him on a couple of teams right now.
I can see the vision. Thank you.
You know what I'm saying?
He made that statement. He doesn't need to audition. And the Eagles know he doesn't need to audition.
Did you see what Donovan McNabb said?
No. That's what I was gonna ask because somebody was asking me about that.
Right.
What?
Did you see Donovan McNabb said? Now, bear with me. He said basically the fans of Philadelphia are getting what they deserve.
No, he won't.
He's saying that, you know, when he was the quarterback, everything was all sweet. And y'all booed him when things were slow. Y'all got rid of him, da da da. Now y'all really seeing what it is to be at the bottom of the barrel. And I was like, whoa.
And you know what? It's gonna be a mess behind all of that.
I was like, Donovan McNabb is bugging.
And that came from frustration.
Cause nobody wants his big floppy butt now.
Yeah, that came from pure frustration out of his.
Where did that come from? Because
that ain't nothing but hate.
I remember Donovan McNabb was in the Super Bowl now. I don't get it twisted.
And he was throwing up.
He was throwing up.
I think he had the applause button.
Can I get the applause button for that? Pause for the cause right here. Yo, pause for the cause. I'm going to have to speak to the person on the applause button, man. 2012 is almost over. I'm looking for a quicker draw in 2013 on the applause button. You hear me? This message is sponsored by the mayor. I need a quicker button on the applause. Thank you very much.
But what up, though, T? That ain't nothing but hate. Seriously.
Yeah, I think he regret what he said. I don't think he meant to say it that way, but it came out that way. That was pure frustration on Donovan.
He said it came out of his mouth.
He can't take it back. No doubt. We got GQ Palace. After further review is in the building. The number is 646-200-3838. But you know what? It's like double dutch, man. You got to press 1 to get on the air, you know what I'm saying? Press 1 and you can get on the conversation because it's going down on a Saturday, man. We shifted the Tuesday show to a Saturday because, you know, Christmas was on a Tuesday and New Year's is going to be on a Tuesday and all that. So we had to slide the mayor up in there so we can get some sports popping
right.
off, you know what I'm saying? So basically, Happy New Year's to everybody, man. Hope you got what you wanted. Hope you want what you got and all that good stuff right there. Anybody got a plate review? You know, anybody went to dinner over the holiday and had a plate? Was it good? Was it, you know? You can free
my plate was the bomb.
Uh-oh. Talk about it, brother.
Got
it.
My plate was the bomb.
Talk about it, baby. What was on your plate? What was Mike said his plate was the bomb.
Well, I almost said something back to Mike.
I had turkey. I had string beans, the smoked neck bones. I had... rice, I had the gravy, I had...
You were all the way live with it, right? Everything was everything?
Mom Duke made collard greens, sweet potatoes.
On a scale from 1 to 10, how'd you grade your plate?
My plate was a 12.
His plate was a 12. Shout out to the 12 plate.
Mine was a 15.
It was
a 15. Wait a minute, Mike. Did you eat out of them great big plates that we had last year? There was a few. I ain't never seen no plates like that.
You had the Flintstone plates.
Yo, I went to visit some people last year. They had these supersized plates. And I'm telling you, everything got on that plate. Everything. And they had like 12 or 13
okay.
or 15 right. different things.
All right. Yo, T, hold on 1 second. We got
okay.
special guests on the line. Got my special guests on the line. Billy Goodwin is in the building. What's up, Billy? Welcome to the bigger show, my dude. Happy New Year.
Hi, Billy.
What's going on? Hello? Hello?
Uh-oh.
I hear somebody.
You already heard that hand clapping and said, oh, shit,
I'm in the wrong place. No, nigga, here.
I heard somebody say you're talking to me.
Yeah, get back at us, man. We got you, man. You in the right building, man. Coach. Billy,
hey,
I'm waiting
cool.
for you, man.
Huh?
Hello? Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Hello, Billy, what's good?
This is not Billy, this is Coach.
Coach, Lonnie Knox?
Yeah.
Peace. What's good, man? Happy New Year, my dude.
What's up, man? I thought Billy would be calling in by now.
I thought he'd be calling in by now, too. It said Coach Billy Goodwin's on the line, and I shouted him in, but he didn't say nothing, so...
Oh, what's good,
though, man? Happy New Year, man.
Happy New Year to you, too, man. I was just listening to y'all, man. I see y'all got it rocking over here.
Hell yeah, it rocks out, man. We go hard body karate, man. We decided to come out for a Saturday, man. You know what I'm saying? Because the people was like, yo, we need to get the mayor in the building, man, on the Saturday. Because Tuesdays, the holidays was falling, you know what I mean? I don't want to interrupt nobody's disco dancing on New Year's and opening up their gifts.
I heard y'all talking about Michael Vick and Donovan McNabb.
Oh, yeah. Did you hear what Donovan McNabb said, though, yo?
Hey, look, I don't think Donovan McNabb is hating. I just think he's mad at what he did to him, the same way the Redskins did with, what's his name? You know what I mean? Oh, my God. I can't think of the name now. I'm lost right now, man.
It's all right. It's all good, my brother.
I just caught a brain freeze.
Oh, it happens. But you know what? They did Donovan McNabb dirty from day one. When Pete Rozelle said, when he said that from the University of Syracuse quarterback Donovan McNabb, that's what it was done right there. They started booing. The Eagles fans was booing. You didn't want Donovan McNabb. So that's what it was from the door. You didn't like him from the door. And he did what he could do, even though he was throwing up in the Super Bowl and all that. You know what I mean? he got a couple of commercials out the deal and all that. But the tailspin started from there, with Donovan. I don't know, man. It's just, he didn't really help the situation. It wasn't like he was, you know, playing Pro Bowl type ball.
Right, and he wasn't. That's the bet that he made, not the bet he had to lie in. That's all. That's nothing to it. But honestly, like I tell anybody,
I seen it firsthand. He's a mama's boy. His mother is like all over him, like he's still a little kid.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and his dad, him and his dad got into an argument at one of the functions that I was working at.
Right.
You know, and he was like, I got this, Dad. He said, well, you need to handle it better. You know, and the mom was like, oh, leave him alone. Come on now. This is the grown man we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about ice cream stand and all of that. Well, maybe
well,
that's what he should have been doing.
Should have been doing chunky commercials.
Yeah.
Exactly.
He should have gave us food with some chunky soup and told us to sit in the corner, have a nice day. Yo, GQ Palace is in the building, man. It's a Saturday thing. We turned it up on a Saturday, man. 646-200-3838 is the number. Yo, you gotta press 1 if you wanna get in, because I know you out. Shout out to the listeners. Happy New Year to all the listeners. We see you
same
soon.
Thank you.
But you gotta
hey,
get
man,
you gotta
I'm
you gotta press
I'm
one if you
want to
get in on the conversation because it's definitely going down. So
hey,
Coach Ronnie, what's popping, my dude?
Nothing much, man. I'm down here in VA right now, just chilling for the weekend. You know, I just came down here. You know, I'm not looking at Sunday football because you know my Pittsburgh Steelers they out of it.
Oh yeah.
Wait a minute. He's a what?
Pittsburgh
Steelers
fan. We should have got the funeral music playing, but it's all good.
Ain't no funeral music.
Y'all can console each other.
What's the matter with the Giants?
We got him in the building.
They're bigger one.
They thought that Manning was a comeback kid. Yeah, he's coming back next season.
All right. Y'all keep talking. I'm
ahead. Yeah, the Giants had they old situation
going on.
Now,
wait a minute, Mike. Like the mayor said now, you got to realize Victor came back from the dead. He after something. He after to kill something else.
Mm-hmm.
He's trying to take out somebody else.
He's trying to make sure the Giants gonna sit down too.
I'm telling you, that's what it's about. Even if the Giants win,
Giants still don't get in.
Yeah, they got the Bears and the Vikings got to lose.
It doesn't make the difference.
The Vikings play Green Bay and the Bears play Detroit.
Even if the Bears win, they got a problem trying to get in.
If the Bears win, the Giants are done.
Yeah.
The Bears win, it's over. The Vikings win, it's over.
Yeah,
but the Giants still got a win, though.
But wait a minute. Somehow we rose from the dead with
Tampa Bay, but
we don't want to talk about that Tampa Bay game.
And this is the thing.
What are you going to talk about Tampa Bay game for?
Oh, please. Tampa Bay can't be missing. They haven't missed it since 2001.
You know what I'm saying?
Don't even miss the Tampa Bay.
No, don't say that now. We was 10-6. We didn't make the playoffs 2 years ago.
It's
all good.
Like said,
I'm still mad that they got rid of Raheem, and I'm going to keep saying it. So what?
I've
been rocking with my team since the 70s. So what you going to say? My team stinks? Ha, 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 ha. Okay.
Yes, they do.
My team didn't make the playoffs? Ha, 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 ha. Okay. Your team didn't make the playoffs either. So you can go to Three Rivers, Heinz Field, and go bring your Windex with you, and go wipe off the glass, and go look at the Super Bowl trophies, and wave at them, and reminisce like Pete Rock and CL Smooth. You know what I'm saying? And you, the Eagle fan, when you get a Super Bowl trophy, you holler at me, okay? When you get one Super Bowl trophy, you holler at your boy.
Listen.
Okay? Now, hold on, wait a minute. I'm going to go back to the Steelers. Hold up. You go to Heinz Field and go wave at them trophies and say maybe next year. Okay? I tried to tell you, but you didn't want to listen.
Worry about those. I'm good. Don't try to tell me anything.
I'm good. I don't got nothing to work for. I don't got no egg to wipe off my face. I didn't make no plans for New Orleans. I didn't make no plans for the playoffs. I didn't make no plans for the Super Bowl. So don't get it twisted. One of us did. Somebody was lying.
Let me tell you what.
Somebody was lying.
Let me tell you what.
Somebody thought he was. I know your resume, son. You don't gotta run your resume past me again. I know your resume. But what's your resume got to do with now? So all you gotta do is go when you tell Troy Polamalu and Ben Roethlisberger that the batteries for the remote control are in aisle five.
Aisle five.
The batteries for the remote control. And I know. I'm a Tampa Bay fan, right? I know. Thank you.
That's good.
That's right.
But
that's
as a
right.
Fan, you don't
that's
have
right. Tampa
to be
Bay hard body
there's
karate
no
all day.
There's no vision for you people. There's no vision for your fans. There's no vision. Y'all don't see no vision. There's no vision for y'all. So I
no, we don't.
Not, right.
We don't. I don't see
so
no vision for them because they shouldn't have fired Raheem Morris.
Exactly.
They shouldn't have fired him.
You should never entertain yourself in a Super Bowl. In a Super Bowl
why?
Run. You should never even entertain.
Why? Why not?
Yeah, okay.
Why not?
Okay. Y'all better be satisfied
with
that
2001. Why not, yo?
You better be satisfied with that 2001 Super Bowl. Clean that guy.
That's the only one I got. And I look at it and I think about it every day. And I'll be smiling and I'll be giggling my ass off. I think about we got a ring in 2001 and the Steelers didn't get it. Ha 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 ha. And I'll be giggling my ass off.
I said, you're kidding me to even mention that.
I'm just messing with you.
Okay, yeah.
Yo, you got GQ Palace in the building, man. We having fun on a Saturday, man.
646-200-3830
is the number.
Take a drink and call it a night.
You know what I'm saying?
I've been calling out a night. Listen, they did real good in the preseason.
Yeah,
then
hey,
they
listen,
just
don't listen, T, when we had Derek Brooks and when we had Rondé Barber like 15 years ago and you know what I'm saying and we were doing our thing we had Warwick Dunn and all of that, we had Warren Sapp and Keyshawn. I mean, we was rocking them,
right?
But you know, I mean,
okay.
That's my team.
We don't have a
history like the Steelers or the Cowboys or the Packers. We don't have a history like that. We came in the league in 76, excuse me. We came in the league in 76,
okay?
We went to the NFC Championship game in 79. Doug Williams was the quarterback. We lost to the Rams 9-0, okay? I know my team. We were supposed to be in the Super Bowl when the Steelers beat the Rams. We were supposed to be in that Super Bowl, but we lost 9-0 in the championship game. Okay, that's fine. That's when the Rams had Vince Ferragamo, okay, Billy Waddy, and all of that. They had Youngbloods on defense. When Youngblood broke his leg in the Super Bowl, that was the Super Bowl right there. That's my team, Tampa Bay Buccaneers. All right? We finally won the Super Bowl when we had John Gruden, who was the old Raiders coach. And who did we play in the Super Bowl? We played the Raiders in the Super Bowl. So it was like he knew all the Raiders plays. So that every time Rich Gannon dropped back to pass and throw a pass, it got intercepted. We run it back for a touchdown.
Wow.
I was in Applebee's watching that game, and it was a snowstorm. I never forget it. I couldn't believe my Tampa Bay Buccaneers was going to win the Super Bowl. And then I was like, you know what? The thing that killed me about it, T, was like, oh, my God, guess who won a ring? Keyshawn Johnson got a ring, and Warren Sapp got a ring, and you ain't going to never hear the end of it.
True.
You know what I'm saying? They got a ring. Like, oh, man. They don't let these dudes get rings. You know, but that's the only one I got. I'm proud of it. I take it, and hey, I'm a realist about my team.
He's a bomb. You know what? He's a bomb. He's always
going
to be a bomb. We always think he was one of the best defensive players.
Sapp
has too much mouth, but you know what? He has too much mouth.
But he can back it up, though. I have to say, he can back it up.
No, he can't. Last year,
you can't say nothing bad about Warren Sapp.
No,
Warren Sapp is from the U. Warren Sapp is under you. Hold on one second. One second. We got two people on the line. Hold on. Ladies first. We got Half Prime representing. Can we get some applause for that? Half Prime, what's good? Happy New Year and all that. Welcome to the bigger show. Happy New Year. What's going on? And we got my special guests in the building. Billy Goodwin is on the line. Billy Goodwin, what's up? Happy New Year. Welcome to the bigger show.
Hey.
Hey, Billy.
What's
good?
How
you doing?
Yo, I got the CD. Oh, I'm banging it. Son of Berserkers in the building.
Yes.
Salute that. Son of Berserkers in the building. Can we get some applause for that, please? Son of Berserkers in the building.
Thank you. Thank you for the love.
Can we get some... All right. Don't worry about the half tonight. Just slow on the applause button. It's all good. So what's going on with you?
That's all right. I appreciate the love, though. I appreciate the love.
What's going on?
Nothing much. We just came off the Hip Hop Gods tour. He's the Public Enemy and all the other Hip Hop Gods that were on tour. And we're finishing up our second project with Johnny Juice, producer Johnny Juice, for Rally. It should be out real soon, and hopefully we'll be hitting some cities near you guys.
No doubt. That's what it is. That's what it is. That's what it is. So do you talk sports any?
Yes, I'm a basketball player.
Okay, basketball in the building. Brilliant. That's what it is. Everybody.
I played in college. I played in high school. You know.
Okay, so what team you like?
I like players. I mean, I like the fact that they're shifting now to, instead of a franchise player, they're building franchise teams again.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really with that.
Okay.
So you know, I'm New York to the heart. So I'm glad Knicks is doing their thing. They really trying to do their thing. I'm looking at the bomb over in LA, the Clippers. I'm really
yeah, they doing their numbers over there.
They doing their thing. And my best friends, her cousin plays for the Clippers, Trey Tompkins. So you know,
okay.
I got to make sure that I represent for the fam.
No doubt. Shout out to you. Shout out to Son of Berserk and all that. I got my man Billy Goodwin is my special guest on the line. What's up, sir? How you feeling?
I'm feeling great. How you doing?
All right, man. Tell everybody how who you are, man, and let's get it in, man. I'm ready. I've been waiting for this. Let's go.
Okay. I played with St. John's University like in the '80s with Chris Mullin and Bill Winnington, Kevin Williams, and David Ruffin. And then I went to played in Europe for like 15 years. The last 15 years, I played in France. And, I'm a Stone Cold New Yorker. I was listening to Girlfriend Talk. She was talking about the Clippers. You know, I'm kind of feeling Mark Jackson right about now.
he got it going on.
Yeah, he got going on.
Yeah, Mark was like my little boy when we was in school. I watched, you know, Kay used to come to the gym when we was there. And, like, you know, it's kind of like I kind of tutored him. But I'm a good dude, man, you know. New Yorker, so I got to go with that. And then, you know, you got Ron Artest out there in L.A., but they having a hard time right about now.
Yeah. So is it any really standout different from, you know, when you were playing, you know, with Chris Mullin as opposed to, like, you know, the guys that you see it now? Do anybody that's playing now remind you of, how St. John's played back in the days when you had Coach Konoseka? You played for him, right?
Right, I played for Coach Konoseka. And, but you know, I was listening to Mike Woodson talk the other day on his Mike Woodson show, and like what he was saying made a whole lot of sense, and it's the same thing I believe anyway. You know, like Mike Woodson was saying back in the days everybody went to school 4 years, so
right.
you had a lot more time to get into the fundamentals. I mean, even if you really look at Michael Jordan and you break down his game, Michael Jordan had crazy fundamentals. You know, and then he took it to another level. But he started with the fundamentals.
Right.
Now the kids are going one and out, leaving high school.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they can't leave high school anymore.
Mm-hmm.
They're going one and out. Like Mike Woodson was saying, it's more teaching now. So the kids are getting, when they get into the NBA, you know, the AAU is great, but they're not teaching them really, they're not really teaching them fundamental skills. So
right.
By the time the kids get in there, most of the time I never seen so many people go between their legs 51 times before they even, cross half court. You know what
That's
I mean?
Crazy.
You know, in my days, the dribble you used it for, it was used for a purpose, you know?
Right.
If you're trying to advance the ball, you're trying to get to the hole. Now, you know, dribble is like everybody dribble. The big fellas dribble, everybody dribble.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think the fundamentals is like, it's not really too many really, really, really good fundamentally sound basketball players. Other than, it's a lot of talent, though. I mean, the talent level is off the charts.
So,
but
explain the difference between fundamentally sound ball players and players that just have talent, because there is a difference.
Oh, there's a difference. I mean, I think Kobe has a lot of fundamentals. If you really look at Michael Jordan in his day when he played, I mean, all his fakes, like, you know, these are pivots, stop, jump pivots, you know?
Right.
And stop, he faked when he started getting older. As he got older in the game, I mean, he went away from jumping over people with dunking, and he just went to the fundamentals, like, you know, ball fakes, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It looked good because it's Mike, and he had a lot of style.
Right.
But he had, you know, I mean, just fundamentals. Things like that you learn at the beginning of the game. When you start, you gotta catch the ball, jump, stop, fake a pivot, fake shot, you know, fake one, fake dribble, you know, kids, you know, now it's like it's no real fundamentals. I mean, some kids, I'm sure you would even have to start all over again with just doing the normal
layup. Square one, right? So basically, you know? What Jordan did was basically playing off the basketball IQ of the player of his opposition.
Right, right.
Okay, because he understood that their IQ wasn't as high. He said, okay, because that goes back to fundamentals. Okay.
I mean, Jordan, but Jordan, you know, Jordan, if you ever watch a tape, I mean, when Jordan used to take you into the pivot, just turn, I mean, these are drills that we did, fundamental drills with the fakes, the pivot. But, I mean, when it's Jordan, he, without a doubt, he coming up high off the ground, getting his J off. But at the end of his career, Jordan wasn't really jumping over people dunking. It was just that he was just so, he had a crazy basketball IQ, like you said. Mm-hmm. And then he had the crazy fundamentals to go with it, like Larry Bird. And if, even Magic, when it was Showtime, Magic had crazy fundamentals, even though he had the crazy passing game to go with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now I think definitely the talent is like, you know, physically or you know, things I can't even imagine when you look at them kids in the Clippers with Blake Griffin and Jordan.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, that you can't teach. Some things you can't teach. But I think for me personally, I think the fundamentals is really like. The game is more exciting to see. It's more exciting to watch from a spectator standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're talking about basketball, it's fundamentally a lot to be had.
So when do you think, in your opinion, that it got away from, you know, being about fundamentals to about being, you know,
and one.
Strictly Showtime? Yeah, and one Showtime.
I think it's in between a lot of things because, you know, there's so much money in it now too. You know, they start going to junior high school recruiting kids and looking at kids. You know, before the college team, the kids were going to college, but when the kids start understanding, they could they only have to go. They made the one and out rule, but before they were just taking them out of high school. So, you know, in the days, like, you know, look at Tim Duncan, they call him the big fundamental.
Right, that's right.
Michael, the greatest ever did it. He had to go to college. And, you know, people, you know, when you were in college, I think when you was playing for great coaches, and, you know, no matter who you are, when you're in college, you go into practice like everybody else, and practice starts with the fundamentals.
Okay.
And now, you know, that's not really what's happening no more. Now everybody, if you look at the program that Kentucky's building, you know, Kentucky, he's like, you know, how do you recruit kids? If you're going to tell a kid you're going to get the number one kid in the nation, and you're talking about you practice the fundamentals, that kid want to play. He want to know how much time he's going to play. He ain't worried about fundamentals.
Right. That's right.
Calipari
got a revolving door system. I mean, when did you ever heard of the whole starting freshman five leaving at the same time? They all left.
Yeah, he said it. He ain't lying about it. He like, you know, it's, you know, this year he's suffering.
Right. That's right.
Because he got a coach. But, you know.
Because he got a coach. That's right.
Yeah. You know, he ain't on vacation this year.
Right.
He got a
That's
coach.
Right. That's right.
And,
so,
you know, but he did say it was hard because, like, you know, now when you go recruit a kid, how you going to get these kids to come to your school when most of them thinking one and out? One
right.
and done, you know?
Right. But they figure if, you know, they go to Kentucky. Kentucky's on ESPN, you know, every Saturday and, you know, four times a week and things like that. They're going to get a lot of light and get their shine on. But Half Pint, let me get back to you in regards to what do you think as the women's game is concerned? Do you think that it's getting, you know, the shine that it's supposed to get? I'm seeing Stanford and Connecticut playing today. What do you feel about the women's game and things of that nature? Has it really got to where it's needed to be, or does it still have a lot of growing?
I think it's a wonderful opportunity for young sisters that are playing, because when I played, we didn't have nowhere to go. After we finished college, you may be able to go overseas, but that's if you knew that you had to get an agent and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
We didn't really know those kind of things. We had camps, we played, but we didn't have those outlets like we have now. And I'm so proud of the sisters that are in the league, that are building the league, that are continuing to grow, continue to play, and they're doing their thing. I mean, I love it. I mean, I'm wishing and I'm hoping that a lot more young ladies see the work that's being put in, and they take that initiative while they're younger to work on those skills. Because it's more than just about basketball and the fundamentals. It also builds character and teamwork and all that other kind
that's
of
right.
stuff. So,
okay.
You know, all of that plays into part of, you know, helping a young lady grow to be the person that she could be is found in the game of basketball.
No doubt.
You know?
No doubt.
And I heard brother say that, you know, he was, you know, the the mentor of Mark Jackson. I remember when I was in a camp, and I was I think I was a sophomore in high school, and he came to one of the camps. It was his first, it was his rookie year going into the Knicks. Mark Jackson, and I was just so cocky with it, I gave him my autograph. And, you know, so, I'm 5'3", so, like, you have to be the first woman in the FDA, here's my autograph, and, you know, just thinking big, but we didn't, you know, and the reality is that we didn't have those opportunities, and I'm so glad now that they do, and I'm hoping that we continue to capitalize on that, we continue to build, you know, bridges that people outside of, you know, basketball world is start to see that, you know, it's not, you know, we can do anything. Women have the potential to do the same thing that men have to do in that same arena. And if not better, you know, because, you know, that's how we do.
No doubt. I coach women, and I do place players. I place women, too.
That's how you get better. Me and my crew made a lot of good ball players, you know, when it comes to young brothers, you know, because we were out there playing. We did, like I said, we didn't have those outlets when I was coming up. We had to get in where we fit in. Now that they have them, I'm hoping, you know, they continue to grow and they continue to build those outlets.
Do you think that, I remember you mentioned, you know, and one. Do you think those are good, you know, outlets in regard to, you know, taking the game, you know, to the next level? Or do you think it's just like, okay, you know, do you put yourself in a box when you're an and one player? You know, because is it harder for somebody to recruit you or take a look at you, you know, for NBA type level coming from and one?
I think the more outlets they have, the better. But I think what happened with and one, I think everybody got into that flash of the game itself. They became individuals instead of team players and teamwork, you know, and teamwork. And I kind of got disappointed because I was the same thing starting to transfer. People starting to get into the idea, or they were getting into the idea of, you know, being an individual player. That were actually deciding that that's what they were going to do. It's all about them, you know, going one-on-one against, you know, one-on-five. As opposed to using
right,
it.
That's right. Because they want to get on ESPN, or they want to get on the poster.
And all that kind of
right,
stuff.
Right.
I mean, there's not going to be another Jordan. Jordan is what it is. But he also, as you know, profound as a player he was, he had a role playing team, and they all knew their role.
That's right.
You know
right.
what I mean? That's the difference where you
that's
saw
right.
these franchise players coming up in there, and they didn't last long because they was putting in work every night, and their bodies couldn't take that. You know.
Word is bond. That's what it is, man. GQ Palace in the building after further review, man. 646-200-3838. Press 1 if you want to get in on the situation. Shout out to the listeners, man. We see you, too. Coach Billy Goodwin. Chris Mullen. Wow.
Hey,
those are the good St. John's teams, man.
I enjoyed listening to her talk, man. She got love what she was just saying.
Yeah, so how was it playing for Coach Kronosecker?
Coach Kronosecker, it was a learning experience. I mean, it wasn't just basketball; it was like life in general. Because I was just out at St. John's with him. We're gonna spend his 88th birthday on the 4th.
Okay.
And you know, he kind of treated us all like his kids, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And he gave us so many different experiences. Like everything, he had analogies to everything, life
right.
and. Basketball and the whole thing about him, which I really liked about him, is like, you know, when you met Kronosecker, like you said, if you come to St. John's, you shake my hand, and it's all good. You can come here, you can go to school just until you get your degree. And he, you know, which he held true to. I mean, we never signed no letter of agreements or no letter of intent or nothing like that. And Coach was always there. I mean, he's still there to today. First thing, everything he told us. I mean, he was the type of guy, like, you know, he'd be like, you know, in life, man, he'd make so many analogies as far as, like, the things we do on the court. He said, the way you carry yourself, the way you're going to go about this in practice, and, you know, when you come to practice and you be doing the half-ass,
the way you practice,
the way you're going to live.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's like, he said, when you go about it, you know, he installed that in almost all of us. Everybody, I don't know too many St. John's players that don't feel the same way. I mean, like, you know, in life, you're going to get out what you put in.
Right.
Yeah, you install that real work ethic, and we all had a lot of respect, you know, for each other. and what you know, which is one way to go about it. Because once you're on the floor, once we, you know, you're on the floor, you respect the person next to you. You know, it's easier to get down with him. He was one of the brighter parts of my career, without a doubt.
No doubt. So, what was like the biggest moment when, you know, I met at St. John's? I think you were mentioning the names of the people that you played with. So you were there before Walter Berry?
Yeah, Walter stayed with me the time I was there because Walter went to San Jacinto Junior College like I did.
Uh-huh.
You know, my big moment at St. John's was like, you know, we won the first Biggie tournament in the Garden. We won it, and
okay.
You know, then I got to see on the cover of Sports Illustrated. In 1983, the first Biggie tournament, and I, you know, after we won it, I was like all tournament in the tournament, and I got the cover of Sports Illustrated sitting on the rim in the Garden.
Okay, no doubt.
You know, then after you, that's where everybody came from. They're standing on the rim, sitting on the rim, and and that's when, you know, the Beast of the East. That was the title, the Beast of the East. That's where that Beast of the East came from, and so on and so forth.
So you played.
When I played Chris was my last year. Chris was a sophomore. Bill Wennington was a sophomore. Kevin Williams. He went to the Sonics. He came out with me. David Russell. And then after me, then came Mark and then Walter, Mark, this, and so on and so forth. That was that first year we beat North Carolina in the Hall of Fame game. At the time, that was like the game that started off the college season,
mm-hmm.
The Hall of Fame game in Springfield.
Okay. The applause button is popping. Shout out to the applause button. Word up.
They
except that they
now.
Gave up.
They on point now.
They're trying to keep a job for 2013. I ain't mad at that.
What I did want to say, though, real quick was, you know, I work in France, right? I work with, I'm general manager and assistant coach of a women's team, and I place players. I place women players. Or, I'm feeling girlfriend because that's what I do. I work with girls. I love working with women teams and women's coaches. I know. I felt you. I was with you. I just wanted to give you a big shout, man.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I felt that one. I love the way you talk, too. I enjoyed listening to you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Now, if I was in shape, I'd probably try out, but, you know, sister got to work on that.
Two
different things. So, you know.
Any women heard you talk, but believe me, we're all out there practicing today.
So, Mike, can I ask you something?
Absolutely.
How do you feel about these females that's actually playing this sport, football?
That are playing the football?
Yes. How do you feel about the females playing football now?
I don't have a problem with that. I think that just shows that we're moving, that people are accepting of us, looking at us more than just objectively and as objective, you know, objects, subjective objects. I think that the lingerie football thing, I'm not really sure if I'm really feeling that.
That's acceptable.
I think that's
like
really justifying, but I have a cousin that played on one of the football teams for the females, and I think that's empowering because, you know, we have that athletic ability, so we need to be able to challenge that and channel that out. You know, there's nothing wrong with that.
I was in London this past summer, and I saw the women's, the USA Olympic team. They were off the meter.
Sisters is doing it, and you can't be mad because it's a way for them to express themselves the same way the brothers do. I don't see anything wrong with that, especially it has its proper place. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, if you don't put it in the proper context, there's nothing wrong with it.
I feel like certain sports they should have played. I don't think they should be. The lingerie football, I think that's a little extreme.
Yeah, then I'm not. I don't know if I'm
going to
have
it. It's
got to
have a hook.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not sure if I feel that way. You know?
Yeah, lingerie
football
is a little bit of exploitation, though. No?
Right, that too. Right.
Right, but the football itself, they do have leagues where there are some females that are playing football that are gearing up, you know what I mean, and playing the game, and they're doing their thing. And I'm not mad at that. That's empowering.
Right.
I love to see, you know, as many outlets as we possibly can have to display our skills. Not just, you know, just the basics that everybody thinks that we're supposed to be doing.
Right.
You know
outside
what I mean?
The box.
We have the ability to do so much more. We're so much more than
right.
what they depict us in the media and everything like that. So, you know, it's our opportunity to kind of shine and do our thing. And then come home and still put it down and do what we got to do as women.
Applaud that.
I mean, listen,
you
can't be mad at
that. Two times. No, that's right. Oh, yeah. That
is. You know, we well rounded. You can't be mad at that.
Mhm. So
no,
I mean, does it come to an issue where if you want to play, you know, college basketball, if your daughter wanted to play ball, and it was a decision where would you let her make the decision on where she wanted to go, or would you try to, you know, steer her in the direction that you wanted to play in? Like,
no, what I would do is we would have.
She wanted to go to Duke, and you wanted her to go to Florida State.
Teaching her how to be a student athlete. You know what
right.
I mean? That's number one. That's across the board, whether it's a brother or a sister.
Right.
You got to learn how to be a student athlete.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Right. Student first, right? Emphasis on the student, right?
Absolutely. You can't exploit mine. You're not getting it. You know what I mean?
Right.
So we're gonna learn how to make that work for itself. You know what I mean? Make the sport do what it's supposed to do. Pay for
right.
that education. You know what I mean? And do what's in the best interest of that child. So whatever they want to study, we'll look for some schools that are going to support that, that are going to give them the opportunity to help their student, let my child grow, evolve
mm-hmm.
as a person, as a human being, and as a well-rounded student. You know what I mean? And then the athletic piece will fall into place. You know what I mean? So no matter where they go, their skills are going to be there because I'm going to have them working out from day one.
That's what
and
it
then
is.
When they get to the point where they're ready to choose a school, it'll be based upon what that school is going to be able to do for them and what they can bring to that school, and making sure that at the end of the day, it's a relationship that's going to be harmonious and that's going to be fruitful.
And they leave with their diploma.
There you go. With a degree, you know
right.
what I mean? And probably even get that master's out of that, too. You know, that
okay.
5-year,
yeah,
4-year
really.
Thing, absolutely.
Wow.
And then when they make it to the WNBA in our fourth season and they doing what they got to do, we all good.
That's what it is. So you saying this, you know, make sure that they have the proper, you know, the proper guidance behind them, strong support system, and they can do
absolutely.
Basically whatever they want to do.
Absolutely.
And the options are, you know, unlimited. They don't have to limit themselves to anything.
Absolutely.
I
absolutely.
Feel that.
Once you give them that initial piece of information as far as how to be a student athlete, then everything else falls into place. So, I mean, you give the proper respect to the education piece, you give the proper respect to the discipline of learning the sport, and that goes together. And that hope that builds the entire person or helps build that person so that when they do choose to go somewhere else, I don't have to worry about where they are because they've already made the right decisions,
right.
you know what I mean, along the way. And they know
mm-hmm.
what I've instilled in them.
Right. No doubt.
Agreed.
That's what it is.
Agreed.
That's what it is.
Make a lot of sense.
Word.
Don't say that GQ Power Sports, after further review, ain't give you nothing for Christmas. We might have been a little bit late, but we was always right on time. We don't stop. You got the mayor in the building, man. 646-200-3838. Press 1 if you want to get in on the conversation. Coach Goodwin, what do you, you know, how does St. John's look to you like right now? How did the basketball team look to you now?
Well, you know, I went out and watched them against the University of North Carolina, Asheville. And it's funny, they were up 17 and then they let the game get away. I think Coach Landon is doing a great job with it. You know, it takes time to get the program back, you know, back in order.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they're going through the growing process, and I think he took some really big steps towards getting the program back up to speed. I mean, like, it's gonna be hard because we gotta remember now, you know, a program like St. John's, when you St. John's is practically a commuter school, and you got competing against people like Connecticut and
right.
Syracuse, who can offer that on-campus life that kids that, you know, their kids will enjoy. You know, it's gonna be hard, but I kind of enjoy what you're doing. I went out and seen them. Now, I mean, it was exciting. It's fun, and you know, it's a process. And it's gonna take time, but I think
okay.
they took a lot of good steps.
No doubt. What do you think about the schools, the seven Big East Catholic schools leaving to do their own thing? I just wanted to get your opinion on that. Is the basketball side, are they leaving the Big East as well?
You know, I never understood why they went in. You know,
because the Big East
in the beginning was just it was made to. To compete against, you know, the ACC is a basketball
mm-hmm,
conference.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, you can't, when you start getting into football money, it's a hard thing to do because St. John's is, you know, there's schools that don't have football programs, and
right.
football money is, you know, that's real money. And like, you know, it's a whole other thing. Like the Big East, when you start, you got Louisville, it wasn't the Big East anymore. You got Louisville, Notre Dame, DePaul. You know, I think they're going to keep the garden. So, For me, I kind of feel like it's the right thing to do. I thought they should have did it a while ago, because St. John's, if they stay in the Big East, the next time they get an NCAA bid, it's going to be a long time.
Right.
You know?
Right.
You can never fight with football money.
That's true.
No, it don't make no sense. They could, you know, the St. John's program, they're in there, but they're not getting a part of the football money. The other people are going to get the football money. And St. John's is, you know, this is like, their whole thing is built around being in the tournament.
That's where the money went. Right.
We got the money
going,
for them is
going
getting
far
the
in the tournament. Right.
And they're
okay,
not going to get the tournament
question.
If they stay there.
Ahead,
so why did West Virginia go to another, you know?
Yeah, but West Virginia, and you know, they got the football money, though. You know, I just finished watching them play a bowl game.
I just wonder why they went from, what was it, the Big East?
They were in the ACC in the beginning, weren't they?
Right. And then they went to the bigger thing. Is it because of money?
They went from the
Big East. Everything's money.
Big 12.
Right now. Everything's money. I mean, like, you got the conferences, like, that's what, this thing with the Big East will not be done just yet, because it's going to be a lot of lawyers. It's going to be a big debate, because you got fees to walk out. You got to figure out how you divide money, because who's going to get the garden? Because, like, everybody can't be in the garden. And the garden,
and
like,
that TV money.
Deal.
How they going to chop up that TV money?
Right, you know, and how they, you know, because most of the football schools, they want the football money, because there's no comparison between football money and basketball money. So,
yeah. I heard a lot of people, but I was never the one to know, like, what the Big East and what this one, and, you know, even though I'm into sports, I never really understood that part of it.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's a lot of schools that's in the Big East, you know, or they're in certain conferences, but they only one conference, they only one sport conference. They like I got my basketball team in there, but my football team's independent, or football,
mm-hmm.
because the football money is a whole other thing. Like,
mm-hmm.
when you start talking about going to SEC, that's, you know,
just like Notre Dame
right.
is Big East basketball, but they're independent in football.
All that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't compare. I mean, the money that they bring, and I was listening to you talk about the education thing, about your kids, you know, getting education, this and that. You know, Lou Conosecca was one of the first people that I know that said that college kids should get paid, because all the money that they're going to bring into a school, you know, a kid that, you know, you go to the NC2As, you could bring $3 million into your $3-5 million into your university,
okay.
So now the colleges, that's why they're changing conferences and kids transfer from school to school so quick, because it's all about money now. And believe me, that's why they got the one and out. And that's why I was talking a little bit about, I think things have changed too much, because kids, when they were going to school, they were going to school, they say, I'm going to be there 4 years and I'm going to try to get there.
Right.
You know, now everything is about money. Even the school is like, before they used to hide the fact that how much money they made from revenues, from television revenues and stuff. You imagine, look at high school now. You
right.
watch television, you got high school games on TV.
Yep.
But they were letting kids play too, even if they wasn't doing good in
school. Right. Right. Well,
you
now
know,
they're getting better
I
with
that.
I love
that part, because if you're not academic, upbeat, you can't play. And I think that's a great thing.
Yeah. I mean,
you know,
I think they got better on that part, you know, with them.
They really did. So.
Yeah.
But you're saying, like when West Virginia moved up, right, that made that they had to get harder teams to play?
Of course. Because
okay.
when they moved from a Big East conference to the Big 12. The Big 12 is, well, I'm going to call it the Big 12, because they've got 10 teams in it. But that's the thing that kills me, too. I'm just confused. The Big 10 got 12 teams. The Big 12 got 10 teams. I'm lost.
Are you serious?
We talked about that a couple months ago.
Yeah.
It's crazy. And
yeah, the Big East got, like, what, 16 teams?
Yes. And we're dealing with academic institutions. So, you know, we're trying to, you know, they tell you how to count. So how you telling me how to count when you got 10 teams in the Big 12? And you got 12 teams in
and
the Big 10. I don't get that. But... again, in the case of West Virginia, they moved to a bigger, a bigger notoriety, a bigger conference.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, the competition is definitely there.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So that means they definitely have to step their game up. So now you have a team, you have a school like, let's say Rutgers, for example, because they get ready to go to the Big Ten. I feel sorry for them. They just basically got put on the map when Ray was there. When Ray Rice was there, shout out to the homie Ray Rice. When Ray Rice was there, that's when they got put on the map. Now their coach left. He's my coach now, Tampa Bay. Ray's doing his thing. Now Rutgers is supposed to be that school. But when they get to the Big Ten, man, it's gonna be dark days at Rutgers again.
Yeah.
They got to play Michigan State, Ohio State, Wisconsin.
Yeah.
It's gonna be crazy.
Yeah, but you know what?
Them paychecks, like you said, Coach, it's going to be about the paychecks.
Yeah.
So you're saying that the coaches are getting paid more?
Wow, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? I don't know what coach was it that the one that had rode his girlfriend on his motorcycle and had an accident.
Oh, that was Bobby Petrino, and he just got a new job.
He left a job. And he's making like $4 million a year.
He was at Arkansas.
He was
riding around on his motorcycle.
Wow.
He was messing with the secretary chick that he hired. And he was riding around with her on the motorcycle. And he was, they were seeing each other on the side. He got into an accident, right?
He told the girl to get
in the cab.
Oh, wow.
And when all the smoke cleared, it came to find out that she was with him at the accident. Because he had the press conference, his face was all messed up.
Do you remember?
Yeah.
Wow.
And then they found out that he was messing with the girl. Oh my God! Arkansas? But this is Bobby Petrino you're talking about. This is the same dude that was coaching the Atlanta Falcons and turned around and walked out on them.
Wow.
So you knew what you was getting with that dude, but that caused a big giant scandal.
The mayor and coach.
Yes.
So this being Geno Smith's last year. Do you all know if he's going pro or not?
I don't even like to hear that talk. Hello?
Yeah.
I don't even like to talk about Geno Smith. I thought Geno Smith was going to get the Heisman, or he was going to be up in there.
I really did, too. I honestly had high
hopes of Geno Smith.
Yeah.
And I don't know what happened.
He
got
hit
to him.
He was definitely a letdown.
But you know what happened, though, T?
I think,
remember we talked about that game when they played Baylor? It was 70-63.
Yep.
From that point on, that's when he was at. He was supposed to get an invite to go to the Heisman. He was supposed to get an invite. From that point on, everything went downhill for him and for West Virginia. So I don't know. His stock. He might be one of them top quarterbacks that's up in there, but I don't know. It definitely could have had a better season.
This is last year with West Virginia, though. I think.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's what I was wondering.
Right.
Yeah, but he was a big letdown.
Yeah, I had him for what's the other kid? What's the other kid from Ohio State? My kid's name escapes me now. But anyway,
The quarterback?
The quarterback from Ohio State.
Isn't that
Braxton Miller. That was his name, Braxton Miller. I had high hopes for Braxton Miller and Geno Smith. And I don't know what happened to them. Johnny Manziel just came out of nowhere and snatched the Heisman.
Was this my senior year?
Huh?
My senior year.
Excuse me?
Is this my senior year?
I don't know.
But they looking at him as Heisman.
Yeah, no, I'm not a senior. This is my senior year.
Okay.
Okay. I didn't know,
but what I said was, that was looking at Braxton Miller and Geno Smith as Heisman candidates.
Exactly.
You don't have to be a senior to be a Heisman candidate.
True that.
Okay, so that's what I said. I don't know if you heard the conversation, but that's what I said. GQ Power Sports, man, 646-200-3838. Best one to get in on the conversation. But, yeah, I don't know what happened to Geno Smith.
And actually, they talking about the Miller kid. He really got a late start, but like you say, Geno was looking so good at the beginning.
Yeah.
And it was just like a big letdown.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
you know. So.
And they didn't even win the bowl game. They lost to Syracuse 38-14.
What? Wow. That was today, right?
Yeah, that was today. I was up at Yankee Stadium.
Wow. Yeah, I remember it was a Yankee.
Mm-hmm.
Well.
They put it, huh?
West Virginia lost.
West Virginia lost to Syracuse.
No, I said Rutgers lost, didn't they?
Rutgers?
Yeah, Rutgers lost too, I think.
Rutgers lost their bowl game. I didn't even know Rutgers was playing in the bowl.
I think that was yesterday. Because they were saying that they had them up like 10-0 or something like that. And then it was a big disappointment.
Mm. Oh, okay. They lost to Virginia Tech.
Yeah, that was yesterday, though.
Yeah, they lost Virginia Tech 13-10.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but Rutgers, man, they get ready to go. I think that's going to be their last bowl game they see for about 30 years. Yeah, and it's going to be a problem for them. It's going to be I don't know what possessed Rutgers to go to the Big Ten. It ain't that. I mean, I guess it is that much money in the world. I guess it is, man. But, you know, it's all a money grab now. Everybody's chasing the money. Like Coach Goodwood said, it's called drop. Shout out to Billy Goodwood. Thanks for calling.
Hey,
I got disconnected.
So
okay.
Okay.
No doubt.
Back.
Yes, sir.
Hey, but you know, like we were saying earlier, I'm not gonna say you're wrong, but like I was saying earlier, you know, it's everything is about money. I mean, that's normal. Some say, because if the schools are making money, it's like basketball, pro basketball, whatever. The teams are making money. It's normal that the people that play make money.
Right.
Okay.
I think that's just the way the world. That's the way it goes. I mean, I remember one time somebody asked me like, "Well, Michael Jordan making $30 million." I'm like, "Well, if they're giving him $30 million, how much are they making?"
Exactly.
You know,
right?
That's
probably peanuts compared to what everybody else.
They ain't going 50-50 with them.
they don't know they're going to listen. They have to be the master.
That's right. That's
the master
right.
Slave mentality. I'll give you something. Get it all.
That's what it is.
They gave him enough to be happy, but in fact, they ain't giving him $30 million if they ain't making
right.
papers.
That's
but,
right.
You know,
that's
wow.
right.
And with all these schools bouncing around the conference, it's the same thing, man. They bouncing for money. If not, there's no reason to bounce because before, like when we was young, we should think, you know, that college spirit, that rah rah spirit, man. I think that rah rah spirit then went out the window, man.
Yeah,
everything is going by the bank.
The rah-rah spirit went out the window, and they got to close the window to keep the money from flying out behind it. But,
how
you know,
it's
all a situation. But it bugged me out when they said San Diego State was going to be in the Big East. So that's what that what it said. They don't even care.
Yeah,
they don't care what school they get.
What, you know, when I played the Big East, like when I got to the Big East, it was like 80 and 1980. That's when the Big East started, the year before, in
right.
79-80. And, you know, it was like, you know, St. John's, every game was a rivalry. St.
Yep.
John's, Georgetown,
yep.
Connecticut,
yep.
and so on and
Syracuse.
So forth. It was
Villanova, that's right, that's right.
Villanova, it was all the East. And like
BC, Boston College, that's right. I remember.
Boston College,
that's
when,
right.
When you won the Big East, they like you the beast of the East because you
mm-hmm.
won it in the East. Now you're talking about Notre Dame, Louisville, you know, San Diego State. I mean, they're gonna put a Hawaii in there next year if Hawaii got money to get in. You know, I mean, it's all about papers and it's showing. But
the only conference I can remember, man, that had three teams from the same conference in the Final Four.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So that, you know, you had to be hard body karate if you got three teams from the same conference in the Final Four. So that's
we're putting six teams in the tournament each year.
Yes.
Year. I mean, when you play, I remember playing the Big East schedule, man. It was nothing better than that. You just bouncing along the East Coast. You're going to Villanova. You're going to Georgetown. You're going to Connecticut. You know, Boston College,
Pittsburgh,
Syracuse, Pittsburgh.
Yep.
And it was like every game. You know, it was fun. You were staying right in your thing. I mean, we would go play Louisville and DePaul and this and that, but that was a non-conference game.
Right.
You know,
we catch
them on national TV on non-conference game, but every game in the Big East, damn, it could have been a national televised game.
That's right.
It was just that tight.
That's
you know?
Right. So who are some of the guys that you played against?
The guy I played against was Patrick Ewing. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Patrick was in Georgetown, had Sleepy Floyd. Did
they have Graham?
Ed Pinckney. Yeah, he wasn't there. He came right
okay.
after.
He came
Ed
after,
Pinckney,
okay.
They had David Wingate that played.
Okay, Wingate, uh-huh.
Yeah, John Bradley, Michael Adams,
uh-huh.
Leo Routon that played.
Oh, uh-huh. Right, that's right. Okay, Syracuse.
Red Bruin.
Yep.
Wow, man. We
wow.
it was what
it was.
There
were some names right there, my dude.
It's much more than that. I'm just like.
Yes, sir.
You had Otis Thorpe.
Yep.
Otis Thorpe was in Providence. And just go on and on and on. Hey, the Big East just kept them coming. It just kept
That's
them coming.
Right.
Like, while we doing that, Walter's standing in my apartment trying to get eligible. You know, Mark Jackson playing a high school game saying that I'm already coming, you know?
Right.
It just kept going, and like, it was the thing about you playing on the East and then you playing in front of your family. It was kind of like, we was into the rah-rah thing, but every trip to the NCAA tournament, you get in the NCAA tournament, the school get $1 million. You get past one round, the school get another million. So it was what it was. But we wasn't into the football thing, but we was trying, fighting against the ACC and saying, that was kind of like New York City basketball, East Coast basketball as far as California. Now I think it's just, it is what it is. There's just so much papers involved. I mean, I watched today, they had Clark Kellogg, Greg Anthony, and Coach Rafferty, Jim Rafferty, that used to be coaching mm-hmm. Eaton Hall at the time when I played. And they sitting there talking about what do they think about one word. How would you describe the NCAA? Greg Anthony said humbling. The other one was like enormous. He's like, it's like one of the most biggest things in the world. Even when I'm in Europe, it's so much money.
Is that one word to describe the NCAA?
Yeah. March Madness. Like,
corporate?
Said,
I think of a few words.
Some
of them can't be on the air, but
yeah,
you know.
Yeah. Hey, hold on. It's not what it used to be.
Yeah, that's definitely true.
It's not what it used to be. I mean, it was one time when I seen Zeke. I remember Zeke with Indiana when they went and won it. I watched Zeke win it. I watched Magic win it. I watched Magic and Bird play their first head to head for the finals.
The Indiana State, Michigan State.
Right.
Wait a minute.
Remember? I watched Kareem Abdul-Jabbar hook him to death. I watched Bill Walton. We can go on and on and on, man.
Like you said, it's become commercial. It's almost like hip hop. Hip hop has become so commercial that you forgot about the basis, the foundation,
mm-hmm,
and the
mm-hmm.
history of the game, so that people forget about the love of the game and why they were out there in the first place. They chasing
that's
that
right.
dollar.
Wow, yeah. You said that.
Going
right.
to do another whole show
yeah.
on that.
That's right.
Hey,
no
she
doubt.
Like a
for real, for real.
That's the real truth over there, boy.
Is Coach Goodwin,
hey,
the Falcon, yeah. Did you ever play against Nate Archibald?
Tiny? I grew up with Tiny. Tiny's older than me.
Are you serious?
I know Tiny, but I doubt.
Oh, okay.
I got drafted by Milwaukee, and Tiny got traded to Milwaukee. Yeah, he's the reason why they keep the job, because they got Tiny. They traded for Tiny. But Tiny, that's my dude, man. We got on very good friends.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. I mean, we can go on and on with the friends. I mean, Mario, Eli, all of us. Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to start calling roles,
You could, though.
It's all good. That much
time. It's all good, Real for real.
Mario, Eli, we can go where we want to go with it, man.
Word up, man. We got Coach Billy Goodwin in the house with us, man. It's going down, man. We had to take the Tuesday show to Saturday, man. The holidays is messing us up. We're just going to keep it real funky. The holidays is messing us up. Shout out to everybody. We got their Christmas gifts and all that. I got a good one, man. Shout out to Half Right again. I got the CD. It's banging, all that good stuff. Some sound cards giving me a little trouble, though, but it's all just good. You know what I mean? I got to learn how to do it. I'm an analog dude in the digital world. It's going
down.
Yeah,
I feel you on that.
Hey, I'm going to have to let y'all go.
Download cards are definitely a hot commodity.
No doubt. I'm going to have to let y'all go. I'm going to leave y'all with some French nonsense. Bonsoir.
Okay.
Merci pour tout. Et à la prochaine fois.
Yes, sir.
That means good night.
Snap.
Thank you for everything.
Can you translate
do
that?
It again.
Keep it cool.
Hey.
Can you repeat that once again for the ladies so they can have something to go to sleep on?
Merci beaucoup, bonsoir, et à la prochaine fois. C'était un énorme plaisir de passer cette soirée avec vous. I just said thank you, good night. It was a great pleasure to pass tonight with y'all.
Can they
yo, we appreciate it, man.
My daughter
should
be
loud.
The house with his weapons, St. John's hall body. Salute that, man. Give him some applause so we get out. Happy New Year, my dude. Thanks for calling, man.
Back. Have a good one.
Hey, have a good one, my man.
You too. Bye-bye.
Yes, sir. All right, T, you good? Now you have some international flavor right there. It goes down hard body karate, man. You know what I mean? GQ Palace, after further review, man, we had to move the show to Saturday because the Tuesday, man, was just the holiday thing, man, was just throwing my thing all out of order, man. But it goes down, man, hard body karate still. Let's get into a little flow right now, man. Week 17, T, you got a game, man. Eagles and the Giants.
You know it.
Yeah. So Michael Vick's last stand. What do you think he's gonna do personally? What do you think he's gonna do?
You know what? I think he's gonna have to dang on fool. I ain't wanna say the real thing, but I think he's gonna have to fool for real.
I
hope he do. Like you say, either way, it's not gonna make a difference.
Right.
I know we're not going anywhere.
Right.
But he's going to try to hurt whoever he can.
Right. I mean, and,
you know,
and like
you say, it doesn't matter because if the Giants win, we still got to get other people to win.
Yeah, the Giants need help. Yeah, the Giants need a lot of help. But I just think that, you know, Andy Reid's got one foot out the door. It's a, you know, the press conference will probably be Monday afternoon around noon. You know, but I you know, Michael Vick thing, that's, to me, that's kind of still
that,
up in
that
the
kind
air.
Of that threw me off.
Right.
I'm serious. It really threw me off because he had said Foles was going to be the quarterback for the rest of the year.
Yeah, but Foles, I think Foles broke his hand.
Oh, are you serious?
Yeah,
no,
his
that's
hand
not
is broke.
The reason.
That's, yeah,
no, that
his hand is broke. That's why.
He's not an injury zone, so it's not like he can't play. He's fit to play. Look who else hand is broke. That ain't got nothing to do with the Rod Biggs brand. Don't put that to Foles.
No. Because I'm telling you, they had said that Foles was going to be started every the rest of the season.
He was supposed
Michael
to before he broke his hand.
Question.
No.
Yeah. You see that
so
last throw? You see that
like
last throw when they played Washington? That last throw in the end zone? They should have made that pass, but that pass is all short. His hand, and something's wrong with his hand.
Okay.
So I don't think that's the reason why he got played. I think.
Why do you think they're coming back?
I just think the Eagles is going to put Vic out there. Just let him play. Just like, you know, I don't think that phone, because his hand is broken.
Well, I'm going to tell you.
Vic is not auditioning for nobody. He doesn't need to audition
for
nobody.
Right.
I don't
think
he'll need to audition for nobody.
But you know what? He's going out there for a reason. It's a reason he's going out there. Trust and believe.
I don't think it's a big reason he's going out there. I don't think Vic has anything to show to nobody.
Wait a minute.
Hold on. We got a call on the line. Elijah, welcome to the biggest show. Happy holidays. What's going on?
Elijah!
I just basically called in because, I mean, I really enjoy your show. Just to give a shout out. I ain't got too much.
Peace, man. We salute that, man. Happy holidays, man.
All right.
I don't agree with you on that one, T. I don't think he's coming out here. I don't think it's like it's something that's really. I just think that Vic don't need to prove nothing to nobody. I don't think he has to make any extra point. They could just come to play football. They could just want to come to be the sport
don't
for the
get
Giants.
Me wrong here when I say that. I'm saying I feel like they're bringing him out there to do some damage. You know, even though, like you say, they got to do a lot anyway. You know, to even get there. But I think that they bring a Vic out to show the Giants. You know, this is what
the Giants are not getting in and not going. That don't need to, Vic don't even need to make a statement to make about that. Even if they had a different quarterback. Even the Giants win, they still can't get in. That's the thing about that. This is a game that the Giants already know. They're going to be just have to pack up their bags, worry about next season, regroup, fix whatever needs to be fixed. And then let's get it started for next year. I don't think Vic is coming out here to make something grand. We have seen Vic in 09 and 010 score the Giants at the end of the game. Then we have scored a punt to the short, and what did he do? Knock the Giants out of the playoffs. The same year before, so it's not like they're looking for anything. It's nothing going to happen.
I just say no because it's just mighty strange that dude wasn't even playing no more this season. But now he's ready to play against the Giants.
Well, as a backup quarterback, which he is, you know, technically speaking, he would have to be ready to play at all times. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just saying that from a technical aspect, he would have to be ready to play at all times. So now, but this, like, little special circumstance falls into it. It's the last game for Andy Reid. You know what I mean? It's the last game of the season. Basically, you know, this is the game that Michael Vick is going to be remembered on. You know what I mean? They're not going to draw back on his career, what he used to do, because they're going to remember him for a bunch of turnovers. You know what
of
I mean?
Course.
Things of that nature when he was playing. Now, this is this game right here. If he has a good game against the Giants, okay, at least he ended the season on a high note. You know, maybe he can
even look good. I don't think that even had nothing to do with whether he ended his season on a high note. We all know Michael Vick. We all know what he can do. I mean, you
know.
We
used to know what he could do.
But
you
it might be
know what he could do.
What circumstances would you
like to see him in? Well, what circumstances do you think he should be in that would work for him? Michael Vick was freelancing and he was doing his numbers and going outside the pocket and throwing the ball and making things happen, I think he was much more comfortable as a quarterback, but the coaches weren't comfortable. So then they try to put him in that box and say, you stay in your pocket, you go through your progressions, your progressions ain't there, then you do what you need to do. Now you're
right.
Forcing him to think.
Before right.
He wasn't thinking out there, he was just playing the game. And when
just
you force him to think, now he's got to think after, like, oh my God, what do I do?
There you go. There you go.
He right too, because they took away his bread and butter. Big
right,
bread and butter.
Right, exactly. Yes, sir.
Is, you know, he on the move. He's
right.
Like, catch me if you can. So
right, that's
all,
right. That's all right.
You 100% right.
They didn't do offensive coach. Offensive coach.
Not only did they stick him in the pocket, then they give him no protection. He's like, yeah,
there you go. Because the offensive line is like, okay, he's going to take off. The offensive line is saying, okay, he doesn't see his first option. If his first option, if his first read is open, boom, he's taking off. So now the timing is like he's going to go to his first option and second option. How long do I hold this block? If I don't hold the block long enough, he's going to get sacked. If I hold the block too long, they're going to call me for holding.
Yeah. They wasn't used to having
the pocket. Keeping him in the pocket is not a good thing.
Right.
Big needs to get out the pocket.
Right.
Look at the Vic. I'm not talking about Vic. Look us up in San Diego. It doesn't make no sense. He's the same class as Ben, same class as Eli. And he has not taken the charges. Just that hump. You can't blame it on the coach for the charges.
That's right. You right on that, too.
That's true.
It doesn't make no sense. Rivers is stuck
to Rivers.
Philip
Rivers, that's
charges.
Right. You
don't
right.
Don't make no sense.
You are absolutely
just,
right.
Rivers got the receivers at the tight end. Don't make no
you're
sense.
Right.
What Rivers has not done for the charges yet.
That's right. Applaud that. Yo, the applaud button is popping. I can't wait till 2013.
The
applaud button
class.
Is popping.
He's in that same class with Ben and Eli. They came
that's
out the
right.
Same class, and Rivers is still Rivers.
Yeah, that's right. You're right. You're absolutely right on that. And what happens as far as, you know, so I'm thinking that maybe, you know, Andy Reid and Philip Rivers get together and make something happen out of San Diego.
I don't know. It's gonna be something this year because that whole Jet. Because I was saying something today about this other Jet fan.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 9-10, they you know, everybody knows Rex was a great defensive coach when the 2000 when they won the Super Bowl with the Ravens. He's a defensive mind. But that Giants, that Jets team from 9-10 was in the top five. They have not been, it just for some reason, they got the same formula. But they're not even in the top five. They weren't even in the top five. But the same thing I said about our defense, they talk about OA. The Steelers defense, but the last couple of years, we have been number one, you know. I don't worry about the old age. It's the same thing with consistency. The same thing with Warren Sapp was talking about us being old. All last year, he was riding us because we're old. But we were number one defense. Same number one defense this year. He talked about the old age. And then I kept wondering why he was bagging the Steelers. Like, all his first thing, he was, like, ragging the defense until I find out. After that Super Bowl win that same year, Pittsburgh had to go play them. And he liked to cross other people 50 lines for some reason. And him and Joey snatched him up by the 10 and threw him to the ground and told him he's not going to cross it. And then they asked Staff, and no one said, if you don't believe me, just Joey put it on the phone and give Staff on the phone. All this shit, Staff ain't saying nothing about that defense. That let me know, he's talking about a defense that's old, but a defense that's number one.
I hear you. I remember all that, what you're talking about. So
yeah.
I remember that, what you're talking about. But Joey Porter was one dude not to be messed with.
Same thing.
I don't understand why Warren Sapp was up to that man.
Right. I can't wonder why Sapp was trashing the Steelers defense on the
right.
Road.
Right,
you know,
I remember that.
Until they got on foot and foot said, you know what, I'm going to tell this is what I'm going to say. It was in 2001, after we just went down to play Tampa. Warren Sapp like to cut the other team's 15. Joey ain't having
that. I think
that
was a Monday night game, if I'm not mistaken.
Joey ain't having that. So Sapp came across the Steelers 50. Joey snatched Sapp up by his neck.
Snatched
Sapp up by his neck and threw him down. And then Foote said, if you don't believe me, get Joey on the phone and get Sapp on the phone at the same time.
You're right. I remember
Sapp
that.
Sapp ain't say nothing.
But what's that got to do with 2012 and the Steelers not making the playoffs?
Because they talk about our own defense. Because they talk about he was riding my defense like crazy. He was riding my defense.
Well, that's his job. That's what he's supposed to do.
No, it's not his
that's
job.
That's his job.
I think it's going
to be a
lot of
job was to make the playoffs this year.
I know.
Oh,
and it's
here we go.
And it's
check this out. This is the part of the show, man. It went down on the Saturday, man, and I'm really, really feeling this, man. I'm glad that people came and hang out with the mayor and all that, man. This is the part of the show. I'm going to give everybody 30 seconds, man, to say what they got to say, because the next time we talk, we'll be in the new year and all that. So, Key, I'm going to let you set it off first before we get ready to get out of here.
All I can say is Happy New Year's to everyone. It's been an enjoyable season with everyone. And go Eagles.
Go where? She don't know, but she said go Eagles.
Right,
shout out to that.
Right.
Kia, what's good?
The Giants.
That's what you got to do, T. You got to ride with your team.
Kia, you are next. What's good?
Same here. Happy New Year's. Great show, Mayor. This is a
Thank
great
you.
Platform.
Thank
and you definitely got to know your sports to come on this
That's
platform.
That's right. Better.
You got to know your sports to come on this platform. It's a tough year, but, you know, they made a bet that they couldn't lie in, and they got to lie in it somewhere. They figured out how to lie in it. I think they're less right now. There's going to be a lot of shifts and change, and I hope the change is good. Ben,
that's what it is.
Ben would be Ben, but that's the thing about Haley and Ben. That's behind water. Ben ain't got nothing to do but to play ball and get us back to another goal.
That's
his job.
That's what it is.
So
Happy New Year.
Great
who else we got on the line with us?
Elijah, Mike.
Mike, what's good? What's good, homie? Any last words for 2012?
Yes. I want to wish everybody a happy new year, a prosperous new year, and go Giants!
Don't worry about it. He'll be sick on Monday. Elijah, what's good, homie? You got anything you want to say before we get out of here?
Everybody just have a happy and most importantly, safe New Year. And real New York fans are all New York all the time, no matter what the outcome.
Thank you, man. Look out for calling, man. Looking forward to hearing from you next year, man. No doubt.
What's up?
No doubt. So, yeah, man, we did it. We snatched it away from Tuesday, man, for a hot second, man. Had to throw it on a Saturday. I want to really shout out everybody, man, that called in. Everybody that's listening, shout out to Coach Billy Goodwin, man. St. John's dropped a couple of jewels, man. Is Half Pint still on the line with us?
I was going to say Half
Pint. Half Pint is
still here. Okay, no doubt. I didn't know if you were still here. Yo, this is the part of the show. We give everybody a little, you know, platform to say what they got to say. So I'm going to give it up to you. You got the floor. Say what you got to say, and then we'll keep it moving.
All right. On behalf of my group, Son of Berserk, featuring No Self-Control, I'd like to wish everybody a happy holiday. And I also want to make sure that y'all cop that well thought out. And we got our new stuff. But also, I want to say, go New York.
That's what it is. Can you tell everybody one more time the group that you're in? Did she hang up?
No, I'm not here. What you say?
Could you tell everybody one more time the group that you're in? Say it one more time.
Son of Berserk featuring No Self-Control.
Son of Berserk.
Yes.
Now, if you want to do your homework, you got homework to do. Son of Berserk. I'm saying that because that's real. You got to put the emphasis on Berserk because it gets down like that. You know what I'm saying? So, everything's everything, man. I appreciate you. Thanks for calling Half Pint.
Appreciate the love.
Listen. Now we at the part of the show. We got them three games. I didn't forget about you. We got them three games right quick before we get out of here. You know what I'm saying? Half Pint, you're new to the show. So, at the end of the show, we have three games that we pick. And everybody, you know, jumps in and picks who they think they're going to win. The game for this week, we got Green Bay versus Minnesota. So, we're going to go around the table right quick. T, Green Bay versus Minnesota. Who you got?
Minnesota and Green Bay?
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Green Bay.
Okay. Kia, who you got?
Who on with the Vikings? This is Adrian Peterson here.
No doubt. Elijah, you still with us? Who you got, homie?
Yes, my brother. I'm still here.
Green Bay or Minnesota?
Oh, I'm going to have to go with unfortunately, I'm going to have to say Green Bay, but I like Minnesota.
All right. He went out on the limb. Half Pint, Green Bay or Minnesota, who you got?
My husband said Minnesota. He said Peterson is going to break the record.
Okay. And he said Peterson is going to break the record. He needs, 205 or something like that to get it?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's going to be hard. That's going to be hard. We're going to see. The next game that we're doing is the Eagles and the Giants.
Ow!
Do I even have to ask?
No, you ain't got to ask me.
Okay. Kia, who you got?
No, I'm going with Vic.
Elijah, who you got, homie?
I got to stick with my boys, the Giants.
Okay, Elijah got the Giants. Hackpine, who you like, the Giants or the Eagles?
I say New York.
What am I thinking? All right. The next game we got.
The mic.
Mike is right here. Eagles and the Giants. Who you got?
That's what. Come on, man. You know the Giants going to do it.
All right. Green Bay and the Vikings. Who you got?
Green Bay.
All right. You on the line with us?
Who, me?
Malcolm.
Oh, Malcolm. Malcolm?
Yeah, Malcolm on the line. All right, no doubt. He ain't on the line with us. The last game we're going to do is Dallas
this
and Washington.
Malcolm. This is Mike.
I got you, Mike. I got you.
You said Dallas and Washington.
Dallas and Washington. T, who you got?
I'm going to go with the Redskins.
He's going to go with the Redskins. Kia, who you got?
What do you say?
Kia said Washington. Elijah, who you got, homie?
RG3.
Yes, sir.
You said, is Malcolm on the line?
Don't worry about that. Why you always talking about
Elijah.
Old stuff?
Yeah, Malcolm.
Why you always talking about old stuff?
somebody just said Malcolm's on the line.
Who you got?
No,
Hackpine, who you got? Dallas or Washington?
Who this?
No, I said somebody just said Malcolm is on the line.
Mike, I got an operator. Thank you. Hackpine, you still with
Washington.
Us? Washington's in the best. Malcolm.
Everybody
Malcolm.
Up for Washington.
What took you so long, man?
I've been watching the games, the college basketball games. I've been caught up. I ain't looking at my phone. But it's good to catch up with everybody. Yo,
Happy New Year anyway, my
happy
dude.
New
God,
year,
man.
Year,
everybody.
Oh, yeah. Get it in, Mike. I hear you, Mike. I hear you talking over
yes,
there.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Yo, them G-men went down in flames, didn't they?
Yeah, man. They went down in flames.
Go through the picks real quick. Go through the picks real quick, too.
I got Green Bay, Minnesota. Who you got?
Green Bay.
Okay. I got the Eagles and the Giants.
I'm going to say Eagles.
Okay.
No, yes.
Michael Vick will do
it. Stay off the line, Malcolm.
Dallas and Washington.
Dallas all the way. Ain't even funny.
Dallas all the way. What you think, man? You think Adrian going to break that record?
It's going to be tough to get that 204. He might get
I don't think he's
going to
get it. Green Bay's playing for a seeding, man.
He's going to get the 2,000, though. He's going to get the 2,000. But he ain't going to break the record.
He's not gonna break the record. He's
gonna be short. Yeah, because I think last week he was gonna get under 100 yards against Houston. I think he got like 85 against Houston or something like that.
Yeah.
But
he won't break the record, but he'll get 2,000 yards.
Listen. Yeah. We go. It's about time for us to get out of here, man. It's a Saturday show, man. Malcolm, man. Golly. But anyway, Happy New Year to everybody. I want to thank T for calling
man.
In. I want to thank Kia for calling in. My man Elijah, thank you for calling, my dude. Malcolm, thank you for finally getting around and calling, man. You got to step your game up in 2013, my dude.
No doubt.
Son of a berserk, no self-control in the building. Yo, applaud that. She just got off the hip-hop gods tour with Public Enemy and all that. Applaud that, please. That's right. That's what it is. And shout out to Billy Goodwin, my special guest, calling in from St. John's and all of that, man. Reminiscing, going back and talking about the Chris Mullins teams and all that. See that, Malcolm?
Oh, man.
You missed a few minutes, man. You miss a lot, man.
You
this is a bigger show,
going.
Man.
You
it goes down.
Going.
Hard body karate over here, my dude. But,
man. I miss this stuff.
It's all good, man. You got the archives to keep you safe, homie.
When the next time we coming back on?
Listen, New Year's is dead. January 8th is supposed to be the pop-off, the next pop-off, man. I'll keep you posted.
No doubt.
Happy New Year's to everybody, man. We even stepped in the plate review. Mike, shout out to Mike for the plate review. Shout out to T for the plate review. It goes down, man. We've been doing this for a minute now, man. This is the last time you'll hear my voice in 2012.
Well.
Next time you hear my voice, man, it'll be 2013. We get off to a fresh start. Hard body karate. We're going to talk basketball. Shout out to everybody. Happy New Year. Set it off. Send a berserk in the building. I'm about to get back on it. Make it happen. Have a good weekend. Week 17 is tomorrow. Man, listen, check me out every day after further review. It goes down. Hard body karate. Check out the girls on when they do their thing on Wednesday night. Got T in the building. Shout out to Shelly. I'll see you. You know what I mean? It goes down. Hard body karate. My man Rich, get well soon, my dude. Davina, hold it down. Happy holidays, man. Yo, this is the mayor. I'll see y'all next year on the other side, man. Peace. Son of Berserk, we out.
Thank you, peace.
Peace.
Thank you, fellas.
I'm a beast,
yeah.
I'm in my own zone. It's beast mode time, so go hard or go home.
I'm a beast,
yeah.
I got it on my mind. See, I came here to shine, so let's get it on the grind.
I'm a beast,
yeah.
I'm in my own zone. It's beast mode time, so go hard or go home.
I'm a beast,
yeah. I got it on my mind. See, I came here to shine, so let's get it on the grind.
Step up in the building, swagger on point, right? Put your seatbelt on, cause it's gonna be a long night. It's gonna be a long fight, but then again, maybe not. Cause I stepped in my zone when I pulled into the parking lot. I'm about to get it in. Yeah, I got it on my mind. Let's end this thing in regulation. I ain't thinking overtime, cause I didn't work overtime. And I ain't trying to overgrind. I transform the beast mode just like Optimus Prime. I can't hit a ball hard. I love this game, it's all I got. That's why I'm going all out and give it everything I got. Yeah, I give it all I got. It's if it was my only shot, I play the game to win, to the end until I pass out, whichever just might come first. Quitting's never on my mind, I put my heart in this, that's why I lay it all on the line. So look me in the eyes, please don't be surprised that I push it to the limit or until I reach the prize. Cause I'm a beast,
yeah. I'm in my own zone, it's beast mode time, so go hard or go home.
I'm a beast,
yeah.
I got it on my mind, see I came here to shine, so let's get it on the ground.
I'm a beast,
yeah.
I'm in my own zone. It's beast mode time, so go hard or go home.
I'm a beast,
yeah.
I got it on my mind. See, I came here to shine, so let's get it on the grind.
Yeah, I'm back with a vengeance, and I'm in it to win it. I'm going pop high up in here. I muscle up with my finish. Excuse my moment of rage. You let the beast out the cage. I'm like a fine wine, boy. I just get better with age. Only get stronger with time. I never crack under pressure. I'm here to give it my all, cause all I got is my effort. Man, I'm hungry for victory. Man, I'm ready to feast. So say hello to my little friend, also known as the beast. I got the eye of the tiger.
I'm in the zone just like Rocky.
I'm in my beast mode. Now there ain't no way you gon' stop me. See, I'm just getting started, showing no signs of quitting. I'm going hard all day from the start to the finish. Now my juices is flowing and my heartbeat is thumping,
and all the energy in here got my adrenaline pumping.
This is my moment to own it. Yeah, I'm hungry, I want it. And when the competition fades, I gotta keep on going. Cause I'm a beast,
yeah.
I'm in my own zone. It's beast mode time, so go hard or go home.
I'm a beast,
yeah.
I got it on my mind. See, I came here to shine, so let's get it on the grind.
I'm a beast,
yeah.
I'm in my own zone. It's beast mode time, so go hard or go home.
I'm a beast,
yeah.
I got it on my mind. See, I came here to shine, so let's get it on the grind.